This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We're brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, the preferred provider list, and the Brat Shop. Please go to cityofcs.com and find out all about the preferred provider list. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Once again, I'm having another nonprofit on my show. You know, during the holiday season from October to December, I highlight nonprofits, hoping that you're going to give a donation to them. And we've been doing this now for 6 years, and people just love it. Get people calling me all the time and saying, hey, wait a minute. Now, what's the phone number to that one organization? So you know what? If you lose any of the information I've been giving you since October, don't hesitate to give me a call, 719-641-1357. And this week, I have a guest on the show that you're going to know the name. And you're going to go, wow, what's he doing now? Wow. Hi, John Carroll.
Hi, Deborah Elliott Schultz. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You look fantastic.
You do, too. It's great to see you.
Wow, you're back in your old stomping ground, right?
Here, I am. And boy, I love what you've done with the place.
Now, how long were you the news anchor here?
I was at KRDO on the air for 25 years, and I worked nights, days, mornings, every shift.
Right.
And I had a good run. I loved it. Loved my experience, and it's great to be back here.
Right. Wow, that's a long time, 25 years. And now you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn, right?
I'm getting more sleep than I know what to do with these days, Deborah. It's beautiful.
Well earned. Well, now you're with a nonprofit.
I'm with Special Kids, Special Families, and we are a local 501c3 nonprofit. Got to get all the numbers and letters out there. And basically what we do is we serve children and adults with disabilities, special needs, emotional needs, developmental disabilities, intellectual, everything in the gamut.
Sure.
And we care for them and provide respite to the parents and the caregivers. And respite is, it's a word I think if you're not familiar, you're going to hear a lot more. That is giving caregivers a break.
A
much needed break. And so that's pretty much what we're all about. We started more than 20 years ago with something called Zach's Place. And even if people haven't heard of Special Kids, Special Families, sometimes they have heard of Zach's Place for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we serve kids age 2.5 all the way up to 21 if necessary.
Okay.
You can think daycare concept.
Sure.
But it's not your traditional daycare. A lot of the clients that we serve, you know, have very special needs. They're medically fragile. Some have behavioral issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't always make it in a traditional daycare setting.
Right.
So we are able to provide the very specialized care for those kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I think is unique that I love to talk about is we let parents make the schedule. You know, we're not open from some set hours. We are 24/7. And parents tell us when they need care. And we plan, we send out calendars a month ahead of time, and they send it back which days, dates, times that they need care, and we can staff accordingly.
Wow.
What we do a lot of is we have parents that'll drop kids off in the morning. And then we have transportation. We can get them to school. They're in a school program or maybe at an autism center or something like that. We can provide that transportation, pick them up after school. A lot of the after-school programs for kids cut off at age 12. But we have children older than that, so they can come to us. We're open often late into the evenings. We're open on weekends. We can provide overnight care if necessary, and we have done that. We serve a lot of low-income families, single-parent families. And so what Zach's provides is a place where they can leave their child where they might not otherwise be able to drop the child off and get care for them. Then the family, you know, the parent, caregiver, they can go back to school. Maybe they're looking for a job. Maybe they need to spend time with other siblings or family members.
Sure.
Any number of
things.
Maybe
they want a date night.
Date night, spa day, take a nap, go shopping, any of that. So
it's a full-time job.
It certainly is.
I know. You know, as parents, I have, you know, several friends, and I have a family member that, you know, needs special needs. And it is, it's a full-time job. And as they get older, you know, they'll probably stay at home, that sort of thing. And boy, it's really nice to have that respite care, isn't it?
It really is. It's so necessary. And it's a situation where if you do have a child with special needs, you can't always just leave them with a babysitter or even a family member. They might not have the tools to cope with whatever that child's special needs are.
Now, the people that take care of them, are they specially trained or how does this work?
Well, our director, she has a master's in early childhood special education. Her name is Diana Manns. She is wonderful, has been with us for more than a year now. So she is the leader. We have a registered nurse on staff, and she helps train our staff members in some of the various needs. For example, a child may need G-tube feeding.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they might need certain medications given at certain times. Mm-hmm. Our registered nurse can help with that so that our staff is fully trained. And what we do is get to know each child individually, what their needs are. And our director likes to say, you know, every child has a dream. Every parent has a dream for that child.
Oh, for sure.
And we are there to try to help make those dreams happen and get that child to the place where they need to be or can be and where the parents would love to see them be. We, a lot of our clients do work with therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, physical therapists. And when they do, oftentimes those therapists, they can also come with the child to Zach's place.
Oh, okay.
And continue on with some of the therapies there, things like that.
Now, is Zach's place, is it a place where they can sleep overnight?
Yeah, we do have accommodations. We can accommodate up to 8 kids overnight. Okay. Now, typically, here's some examples of where we've used that overnight care. We've had in 2 cases now where single parents have had to go into the hospital for very serious spinal surgery.
Oh, okay.
And they had no one to leave the child with. In one case, one of the kids was very medically fragile, had a lot of medical needs. So our nurse made sure that everything was prepared and ready, and we accommodated that child overnight for 2 nights while the parent got the surgery that they needed or otherwise could have become disabled themselves or paralyzed even. We have another situation. We've had a couple. They have a 14-year-old child. That child does not sleep through the night, which is often one of the common problems with some of the types of kids we serve. They were able to leave that child with us one night at Zach's. It was the first night mom and dad got to sleep through the whole night together, uninterrupted.
Wow.
And they have since been back a couple more times.
You know, I don't think that the vast majority of the public realizes how exhausting it is when you have a physically, you know, handicapped or mentally challenged child. Because it's, you know, it could be behavioral issues, it could be sleeping issues. I mean, it's a 24/7 job.
It really is.
And most of these parents, they have to work. Both of them have to work to make ends meet. You know, on my show, we talk a lot about, you know, courses about real estate and lifestyle and how expensive it has become here to live here in Colorado Springs. And most moms and dads are both having to work. So I can only imagine how challenging that is for mom and dad, because it is a full-time job.
Plus, they have, in many cases, other children. Typically developed children that they need to spend time with as well, which is nice. We also have a program called Sib Shops. Siblings. Once a month, we get activities together for them, and they all have this, you know, common experience of having a sibling with a disability, so they can get together and share experiences too.
Wow. So it's kind of like a bonding sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, because it can be very, very challenging. My goodness. And so your job is to...
Oh, my job is development and communication. So
we'll talk
raising
about that
money
more about after the break. Let's
and
talk
raising
about
awareness.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Boy, you have really changed jobs.
Oh, it's a total different career.
Right.
Yes.
But you seem so happy in it. We're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. When we come back, please join me and John Carroll. We're going to talk about special kids, special families, even more so on what you can do to maybe help make their Christmas really bright this year, okay? So please come on back, listen, and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have John Carroll. He is the Development and Communication Manager at Special Kids, Special Families. And you all know him from being the news anchor here at KRDO. And what a big change this is for you, huh?
It really is. And I had been looking for something for a couple years, just wondering, what else can I do? And I wanted to stay in Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado. And I really had kind of targeted nonprofits. I liked all the people that I met that were involved with nonprofits. I had worked with a lot, mainly as an MC for their events.
Sure.
But gotten to know a lot of people in the area and just felt like that would be a good fit for me. And so,
Why did this Special Kids, Special Families, why did that pull at your heartstrings? What brought you into that?
Well, I had actually been involved with SKSF for several years.
Okay.
And got to know the executive director real well. I saw what they did. The kids from Zach's Place, every year they come to our event, the Night of Comedy that we hold in October. It's our major fundraiser. And the kids come and put on a skit. And I saw, you know, how much joy that they had doing that and how much reward the folks got from working with the kiddos. Mm-hmm. And I'd always just kind of had a soft spot, I guess, in my heart for people with disabilities and wondering if that's something that I could get involved with and find an agency or an organization that I could be a part of and really help to promote and help it to complete its mission and bring money into the organization, which is what it's all about this time of year.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's time to give, and charitable giving is big this time of year. We have a lot of great organizations and a lot of wonderful people in Southern Colorado that do love to give.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, this organization, Special Kids, Special Families, you know, the focus is a very specialized focus, I would say. Does the organization get any type of federal or state funding, anything like that to help?
Well, yes. So most of our clients, children and adults, they get Medicaid.
Right.
And there are a number of Medicaid waivers that apply to different conditions like that. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what the family is able to apply for and what they get. But it doesn't really keep up with the cost of the services that we offer. Like Zach's Place, for example, pretty much runs at a deficit. And for families that can't afford or don't have that type of Medicaid help or don't have all the waivers that they need, don't have private insurance, we offer service on a sliding fee scale.
Okay.
So, you know, based on their income, what are they able to afford? So service that we provide, like one-on-one with a child mentor to a child staff member, that's close to $30 an hour, really, when you think about the cost of providing
specialized
that
care.
And what the parents sometimes end up paying is anywhere from maybe $3.50 an hour to $10 an hour. So
and
it's
like
a big
difference.
And like
you say, it can run in the deficit, right?
Yes, and so that's where we get into the fundraising.
Right.
And grants and donations and things like that.
Wow. What would you say is the big wish that your organization has right now? What's the big wish?
Well,
Christmas is all about wishing.
It really is all about Zach's Place and providing money for the programs that we offer there. Transportation
is always a big deal.
Oh,
nonprofit.
That is
it's huge.
Yes, yeah. Because on our vans are accessible, but in addition to a driver, we have a ride-along person because some of our clients may have seizure disorders or behavioral issues, things like that. And, you know, that's pretty much an unfunded position. So we're always looking for help there. We got a great donation of bicycles this year at Zach's Place, bikes and trikes. But, you know, we need helmets.
Helmets
are important. Okay. And right now we're busy collecting Christmas gifts. We have a kids' Christmas party coming up a little later in December.
Okay.
And we like to try to find everything for all the children we serve. And we are on track this year to serve more than 100, probably close to 110 children.
Okay. So, John, when is the party going to be?
That is going to be on December 21st.
Okay,
we're going to get all of our kids and families together. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to make a donation, helmets or whatever, let's give them a list. What helmets? Of course, cash. Cash is king.
Yeah, gift cards are great. You can use those for any number of things. A lot of the kids like art supplies, stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
The usual toys and games and things. Yeah.
Stuffed animals, they always seem to just really calm a child, no matter if they have special needs or not. But I've noticed that quite a bit with special needs children, especially, though, with stuffed animals. It just really calms them.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed that, too?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and those don't cost very much. So you're always looking, I'm sure, like you say, you're looking for cash donations, and that's so important this time of the year. Some of our listeners, they don't use computers. So where would they take their money, the donation to? Where are you located?
Our admin office is at 1915 Aerotech Drive, Suite 100. And that's in Colorado Springs, 80916. And that office is located near the airport, near Powers and Astrozon. It's kind of an industrial area there in the southeast.
Sure, yeah.
Just look for the construction because it's booming all around us.
All right, so that's 1915 Aerotech Plaza?
Aerotech Drive.
Oh, Aerotech Drive, okay.
Drive and Suite 100.
Okay.
Yes, and we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So something could be mailed, could be dropped off.
Also, can they donate online also? Do you
all
have that ability?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What's your website?
It is SKSF Colorado, spelled out,
okay.
.org.
Okay.
So just think
easy.
Special kids, special families. SKSF
Colorado.org.
And there are plenty of ways to get on there, and we have PayPal and
all that.
You know, things like that.
Do you all have a shortage of volunteers?
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers, and funny you should ask. We recently hired a new volunteer coordinator.
Oh, good.
Gwen Henchold is her name, and she showed me her list today of more than a dozen individuals or groups that are looking to come out and help. And so, yes, we have help in the admin office that we need. We have people who can volunteer with the programs. There's always maintenance. We got a grant to get some new carpet over at Adult Services, and we haven't even touched on that yet.
Well, let's touch on that.
That's a whole other program.
Right.
But getting some new carpet in, but with that, we want to do some painting and freshening up.
There's always a need. So let's talk about the adult services.
So that is for people 18 and older.
Okay.
So when kids, they are in school programs, and most of the districts here have special ed programs. When they get to graduation age, they need another program to transition into. So we have adult services, and it's actually a three-part program. There's Joey's Place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a center-based program, which means they come to our program Monday through Friday between 9 and 3. And again, we have accessible vans for transportation for those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different transportation options, and parents sometimes drop the folks off with us. And they stay in the program for the day and do a lot of different activities and hobby type of things and some learning, some socialization and, you know, like cooking. Is a fun program.
They love
to go into the kitchen and mix things up for baking. And we have gardening. They learn math, finance, money management, little things like that, pre-vocational type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the other half of that program is called ICANN. And ICANN. Integrated Community Accessibility and Networking, and long title. But that means that then they, once they arrive, they get back on the vans, go out in the community, go to the Y, swim, bowling, go to the park, library, get out and interact socially with people other than their usual caregivers. And for many of them, it might be the only time they get out at all during the week.
Right.
And then the third part is our host home providers, which these are folks that open up their homes to care for a person with disabilities, take care of them in their home. And then that person, you know, may also come to our day programs and things.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot of programs.
Oh, Deborah, we're just scratching the surface.
Wow. So you're really instrumental in growing this organization, it sounds like.
I'm trying. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I've learned a lot, and I still have so much more to learn. But it's been great because having been in this community for so long and getting to know so many people, wonderful people and organizations and business leaders and philanthropists. And these are people that now I can comfortably go and approach and talk to them about what we do. And the feedback has been wonderful.
Wow. Well, I really hope my listeners make a donation to your organization. What is the phone number there?
It is 719-447-8983.
That's 719-447-8983. And again, if you want to go online, you can go to sksfcolorado.org and make a donation. Thanks so much, Don Carroll, for joining us. I really appreciate it. It was so nice seeing you.
Thank you, Deborah. It's always
fantastic.
Great to see you, too. You and I would always kind of be like ships passing in the studio here. So nice to be together.
Well, and the best for your organization.
Thank you, Deborah. Thanks so much.
Hey, well, that was a treat, wasn't it? John Carroll. Wow, back in the studio with me. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Hey, I hope you all have a great week. Please take care, and please remember, arrive alive. Don't text and drive. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyles Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions, with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have Larry Yonker, the CEO of the Springs Rescue Mission. We will learn all about the changes they've made this year and their long-term goals for continuing to help the homeless. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.